Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567. It is 7:05 in the morning here on the 17th of January, a Friday. I was kind of taking that pause, and everybody goes,
well, because you're saying it's the 17th, and we just turned around.
January.
It was the 3rd. You know, that's what I'm used to.
It was the 3rd of November,
yeah,
yesterday.
Exactly.
Hey, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared is at the helm.
Good morning.
Okay. And Linda, you have all the weather.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's currently 38 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have scattered showers throughout the day with our overnight lows of 34. It's been burr weather, totally burr weather, and that's B-U-R-R. Thank you. Scattered showers today and a Friday night. Tonight's going to be our, again,
it could
overnight.
Be B-R-R-R.
Yeah, well, whatever. Burr. Sure. Slight chance of showers tomorrow with a high of 53 and an overnight lows of 39. Sunday calls for partly cloudy with a low of around 39. And Sunday, excuse me, am I like all confused here with this printout? Mostly kind of with a high near 40 on Sunday night. And MLK Day, chance of showers mainly after 4 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 56. And Monday night, showers likely mainly after 10, mostly cloudy with a low of 42. That's your weekend forecast. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, our friends. Our warm friends.
Our warm friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. 365-3793, veteran-owned business. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And Amy's here from Haven Humane with just the cutest. Okay. I heard you saying that sometimes it's hard to find people that want to watch your big dogs, but they all beg to watch the little dogs.
Yeah.
Oh.
This guy is the
He's adorable.
Cutest. I know.
Cody.
I'm obsessed with him today.
He might not make it back
to the shelter.
He is adorable.
Well, he's going to go in my pocket.
He's a little chihuahua mix.
A long-haired chihuahua, maybe a little pommy in there.
Maybe a little palm in there. Maybe a little palm chi looking
cute.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But actually, some long-haired chihuahuas actually really kind of look like palms a little bit in their face, especially. So Cody is about 5 years old.
Think he could be a little bit younger than that?
He could be a little bit younger than that. He acts a little bit younger than that. His teeth don't look super, you know.
They look like five-year-old teeth.
No, well, little dogs are really hard to age because of that. But, he is a super sweet dog. He came in with a little doggy companion. So he does well with other dogs. He does good with kids. He's not,
what was the other little dog? Do you know with the other little
dog? A little chihuahua.
Oh, kind of they look like, were they out of the litter mate?
He's still there too.
Uh-huh.
So there's two of them. I almost brought two, but I was like, I almost brought them both.
Yeah.
But I realized I wouldn't be able to like open the car door or do a lot when I'm holding two little chihuahuas because they want to be held.
Yeah.
He's quiet.
Yeah.
He's not small either.
I mean.
He's, what, 12?
10? No.
Nine?
No.
Eight?
I think you're getting confused with his hair. He's very tiny.
No, if you pick him up, he's like 4 pounds.
He's like five, six pounds,
okay.
I guess, like max. Yeah.
It's like a feather.
He's tiny.
Yeah.
So,
doesn't look tiny.
No, but that's why we are suggesting some like older children who are respectful, you know, because little dogs are, they're little and they
could step on this one and break a bone.
Yeah. So he's looking for a quiet house. He's really looking for a lap. He's a very affectionate, super fun little lap dog. He also runs around.
Do you think Elk Killer would like him?
Mm-hmm. So. I think she'd like any companion.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
I got a hookup. You know what I mean?
Okay, well,
I know some people. In case you're interested,
tell us more about what's happening at Haven because this is your week. This is your moment.
Well, we have a ton of things that are coming down the pipeline and coming up. All of those things. We have Doggy Dash happening here pretty soon in March, but good time to get, you know, all the info and get ready to commit to doing the 5K or the 10K. And it is a certified 5K and 10K, so it's really fun and it's dog friendly. Then we have a kitten shower, which is kind of like a baby shower, but for kittens. No one's showering kittens, in case that was confusing. Someone asked me that the other day, can we shower the kittens or just bathing them? And I'm like, no. think baby shower, but for baby kittens. So that's coming up, as and so is Putt for Paws. So that's going to be in July again. So this is kind of our busier time of the year as far as events and things are, as that goes. It right. is our busier time of the year. We also have an open house coming up. If you want to keep, track of what's happening with Haven Humane, with our events, definitely follow us on Facebook, because we do post all of our events. I mean, they're obviously on our website too, but following us on Facebook, a lot of adoptable animals. You get our events, things that are, the new and happenings at Haven. So we always tell people, follow us on Facebook. We post really regularly, and there's a lot of really fun springtime activities. Hard to believe that, that's going to be happening soon because it's so cold. But Doggy Dash will be happening, and it will be spring. So,
well, lots of stuff going on. And thank you for joining us today again with Cody. Cody, who is a 5-pound, 6-pound mixed darling dog, very sweet disposition, ready for adoption.
Yeah, he's ready to find a loving forever home.
So great. Thank you so much for joining us, Amy. Always wonderful. Do you have any final questions before we go on to our next?
That dog right there, okay, say somebody wanted, saw her today on the TV, or you're listening to us talk about Cody, and you're thinking to yourself, well, I'd really like this dog. And, at least I'd like to go take a look at him, because he is adorable, and he's just sitting there, he's just happy. And he's looking around, he sniffs your fingers and all this. And so how would they just come down, and what do they do? Just say, hey, I'd like to see Cody.
Yeah, so I call first, just because, dogs get adopted very quickly sometimes, especially if they're on the media outlets. So give us a call first. Our adoption center opens at 11, but we do answer phones from 8:30 on.
Could you tell them, I'll be there at 11. Could you have Cody waiting?
We typically ask for people to fill out an application first.
Okay.
Just because we don't want to put somebody, put a dog on hold for somebody that's not actually proved to adopt
him. Okay, but if they come in at 11, they can fill out the application then.
Yep.
Right? And then they can, should they be able to fight off the other people that are going to white coat?
Cody? If they have an application then, yeah.
Okay, if they have an application. Okay, and then you can, and if you have another dog, they can meet, or you could look at Cody's little friend.
Exactly.
And say, well, maybe I'll have two of them.
Why not? Like potato chips. You can't have just one. And that's,
oh,
that's me with dogs. I like potato chips. You really can't.
Who's
going to have just one potato chip? Are you kidding?
Yeah.
No.
One dog? Come on.
No. Well, what I think is really cute is, first of all, We never know why dogs come in. I mean, they were surrendered. It could have been somebody who had to go to the hospital and a change of life.
Yeah, you never know.
And somebody can't handle taking care of the pet. So this is what we really love, the work that Haven does. And thank you for partnering with us so that we can get the word out. And who you pick every week, Amy, is always a winner.
It's always
somebody
a winner.
We would love in our home. Well, thank you so much and have a beautiful day. I know you're
of
doing
course.
The media rounds.
Yeah, have a good Friday,
yeah.
guys.
Go see Cody. Go take him home today forever.
That's it. Okay. Hey.
Do it before I do.
And take a break, and we've got some things we want to talk about. Sleep Number. Sleep Number's having this huge sale right now that you can get a Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Now, a smart bed is one that senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you sleeping comfortably through the night. Of course, you already can adjust it for the preferred firmness that you want on your bed. But you can save $1,000 right now on a queen special edition smart bed during the January sale, only at Sleep Number. Sleep Number, of course, is the official sleep and wellness partner in the NFL. We're getting down to the last games here season, getting ready for Super Bowl.
What did you put your sleep number to last night?
Well, my sleep number setting last night was 55. And your sleep number setting was?
45.
In the morning, we push them back up to 100. And then, to keep the bed, we just push them back up always to 100 in the morning. But we've slept so well on this. We've slept for the last 6 years.
That's how we've been able to make it through.
Yeah, we've recommended them to everybody we know because it's true what we say about them. If it was, sleep to me is too important to sleep on a bed because somebody's giving me some nominal payment to talk about it.
Right.
So we believe in Sleep Number. So Sleep Number store, Target Shopping Center, next to the vitamin store. Go on in. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you. We'll be right back. 7:14 in the morning. It looks like it's clearing up today, and the weekend will be clear. Tuesday is when we expect our next rainstorm. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey there, we're Armstrong and Getty. Check out our show on the new 2019 lineup on KCNR 1460 AM and soon to be 96.5 FM.
That's 9 to 12 daily.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more. Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Friends and neighbors, I'm Dr. P.K. Dhanuka. You can call me Paul. I'm running for California State Assembly. I was born in India. 24 years ago, I immigrated to America with $100 in my pocket and a dream of a better life for my daughter. I have lived in Shasta County for 14 years. Here, I found a home, success, and Christ. Most of all, I found kindness and dignity from all of you. The credit truly belongs to America, and the founding principle that all men are created equal, with certain inalienable rights protected by the Constitution. Now, it's my turn to give back. I will go beyond the partisan divide and will use my experiences and leadership skills to bring opportunity and local control back to our district. I chose America. I chose the North State. And now, I ask you to choose me. Thank you. This message is paid for by P.K. Paul Dhanuka for Assembly 2020.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did it. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Really, man, come on. 6 o'clock news says somebody's been shot. Somebody's been abused. Somebody blew up a building. Somebody stole a car. Somebody got away. Somebody didn't get too far. Yeah. They didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air, 17th of January, 7:19 in the morning. And it's about 38 degrees out there. It's not going to get very warm today. It's going to get up to about 45. So dress warmly. Make sure your kids are dressed warmly when you go on out to the bus today. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility. They have the newest Da Vinci machine there that they use in surgery. That's three-dimensional, a very precise operating machine. They keep bringing in more stuff and more doctors into Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Okay, before we get to Nick. Nick's on the line. In Jackson, California, which doesn't seem very far from here, five mountain lions caught on a home surveillance camera video. Five adult mountain lions. They sent the video to the wildlife biologist, who said they've never seen five together at any one time because the moms usually chase off the babies. And, you know, not when they're babies, but when they're old enough to take care of themselves, she'll chase them off, and then she, you know, breeds again. Five of them in one spot. So if in Jackson, California, you're wondering where your cats are, this may be one of the answers. You let your cats out at night. And the fact is that there's no stray dogs around either. Could be one of the reasons. Let's go to the phones. Nick.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Nick, I sat in front of your son yesterday.
Oh, good. He's you know what? I'm real proud of my son. He has no tattoos, no body piercings, no criminal record. He's self-supporting, and you know, he's a good member of our
community. Well,
you did
a great job on Logan, and not only that, but he is a roller hockey kind of guy, and you know, so that is, in talking to other guys that play with him, he's a tough guy too.
Oh yeah, he's tough as nails. He played for a team down out of San Jose one season when he was 15. Boy, that was a long drive to practice, but you know, parents make sacrifices. And the best advice I got when it was just Logan and I, and he was about five, I asked parents, you know, how to raise a kid, and they told me, they said, you reap what you sow. So you know, if you're going to be a single parent, you got to just not have a social life and raise your kid.
Well, I think you're right. You know, watching my, you know, my kids raise their kids. They've you know, devoted themselves to soccer, baseball, basketball, all those things.
Seven days a week.
What you got, Nick?
Oh well, I was listening to Joe and Mary yesterday, and you know, I wanted to call and let you know that I'm available to come on the show next Thursday at 8:00 if you'd like to hear some of my thoughts on the subjects they brought up. My site is constantly evolving, so I just want to let you know I'm available.
Did anything they say? Let me ask you this question. Did anything they say answer your questions?
Well, subliminally, but no.
When they talk, you know, because I talk to people, say, well, they'll just take the money, you know, from other places, where it's in this, it's against the law to do that.
Well, that's right, but who's going to prosecute it, Carl?
Well, it could be you.
I'm going to run down.
No, no, which you could, you know, it could be the citizens that, you know, when they do that audit every year, it says, where does the money go to? Now, unless you're thinking they're bribing the auditors, that's how you do it. You go, well, wait a minute, here's $1 million that was siphoned off for unfunded liabilities. Well, that is against the law, and it can be held responsible. They can go to jail for that. That's all the way down the line. That's in the city of Reading.
How about they build a new jail? And down the line, they have to come up with $2 million for unfunded liabilities.
It can't
so
be taken from
down
this.
They just closed two floors of the old
it
jail.
It doesn't make
and
it,
say,
no,
we don't
no,
need
no,
that anymore.
No.
They're not replacing the money. They're closing them down because we've got a new facility.
No, they cannot take it out. They cannot supplant the funds.
Well, it's not supplanting the funds. They're shutting down two floors of the old jail, saving $2 million there. They're not opening it back up, so they're not replacing the funds because we've got beds over here. We don't need those anymore. There's one way they could do it, Carl.
I don't think so, but that's something you need to talk to the county attorney and say, you know, can they do that? And if he says, well, yes.
What do you think the county attorney's going to do? He's all for this. You know, they've got a way of...
You know what? Not everybody is crooked.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't think so. And this is, and you've got to envision there that everybody that's on the board of supervisors or the city council and the county attorney and the city attorney and everybody is, you know, is there to screw us. And if that's what we think, then we don't need a government. We can, let's just have anarchy.
Well, you know, that's what it's coming to, because out of about 200, 250 people I've asked, do you trust the government? I've got two yeses. So they've certainly.
Well, I tell you what, I trust local government a lot more than I do the state or the feds.
Well, I don't trust any of them. I've had one of the supervisors flat out lie to me.
Then you need to run, Nick. Seriously.
And they, I've had them mislead me, deceive me. When you deliberately deceive somebody, you're lying to them.
Yes.
And so that being said, there's one example how they could take some funds. Another one, say this new guy we just hired, what's his job title? Let's just call him CEO of
Reading. Well, that's what he is, the Chief Executive Officer of Shasta County.
Okay, so, you know, when Larry Lease retired, say this tax is in, Larry Lease retired, we're not going to hire a new CPO for Shasta County. We're going to hire a new executive officer. The CEO doesn't exist anymore, so we'll use that old money for something else, and we'll hire this, with this new title, a new, we'll use the new money for that.
You're reaching.
Yeah, that is reaching. But by goodness, after you've seen, you sat in on how the city of Reading went through each department looking for extra money, you know, you could see conceivably how they could reach that way.
Well, okay.
Sharp penciling's what I like to call it. We'll call the new CEO the sharp pencil of Shasta County.
Well, we got to give him a chance. We want we want him to succeed. Right?
Oh, absolutely.
Of course, because it's like going in on a mission in the back of a helicopter.
I may not know
that pilot, but I sure want him to succeed.
You know who wants him to succeed more than anybody?
You.
No, the pensioners from
You know what? We will agree on that one, Nick. Okay, Nick, thanks.
Okay, well, I'm available next Thursday at 8. If you want me, give me a holler. Nope. I've got a mechanical secretary standing by in case I'm not home to answer the phone.
Okay, buddy.
Thanks,
right.
Bye.
All right, so what do you want to talk about next? You want to talk about the Federal Reserve?
No, I want to talk about something that affects all of us, James Bond.
Yeah.
I tell you what, it's 7:30. If our guest doesn't show up, we can get into the Federal Reserve. But we're supposed to have a guest here in 2 minutes.
All right.
Broccoli, who is the and you know these people.
Okay.
I think you've run into these people.
All right.
Who own the franchise of the James Bond movies. You know, there's been talk
about
a female James Bond. Well, no. In an interview she gave, along with the other producers, said, James Bond will always be a male. Maybe different races, but there will always be a male James Bond. She said, women are strong. They need their own characters. You just don't replace one, you know, with somebody else. And this, of course, has caused all types of consternation.
Oh,
why can't a woman be James Bond? Because James Bond was written to be a man, and this is the way they choose to do it, and they own the franchise. So, you know, that's like saying, why not have a man play Wonder Woman?
Right.
I mean, you could. It'd be difficult there. Okay.
That was the last thing. I don't know. We're getting into fishy water. Okay, five things you need to know today. Impeachment. Well, the Senate officially kicked off the impeachment trial of President Trump. A few huge revelations dropped directly in its lap. First, the Government Accountability Office, a nonpartisan watchdog, released a report that concluded the Trump administration broke the law when it withheld U.S. security aid to Ukraine last year. There reportedly won't be any criminal penalties from the ruling, but it certainly will add fuel to Democrats' push for fresh evidence.
You know what? The Democrats don't need to have fuel. They made this into some kind of celebratory signing of impeachment articles. This is a very, you know, very somber. You didn't see the Republicans when they impeached Clinton do this. No, Nancy Pelosi, giggling and gloating, there's a photo of all the pens lined up, and every time she's made a, you know, she wrote a letter. Ah, this is a commemorative pen that she handed around to people like this is some kind of, hey, here's a bill that's going to solve, you know, cancer. This was, you know, it's so cheap. It's so cheap. You know, if this is supposed to be so somber and, oh, God, we're prayerful, we don't want to do this, then why make it into some kind of celebration? Again, Nancy Pelosi, you know, you've reached another, what can I say, low? Yeah, you know, I'm not, and if a Republican had done it, I would have said the same thing. You know what? This is serious. We're talking about removing the president of the United States that the people elected because you don't like him. You've been wanting to do this since he was elected. You've said this. We can't count on the voters to get rid of Trump. They're too stupid. So we have to remove him like this. I mean, this is it's serious. Oh, let everybody get a pen. Oh, you know what? This will probably be worth something on eBay in 10 years.
Okay, number two, 11 American service members were injured. 11 American service members Well, you know what? We're going to have to take a break. We come back.
Oh, it's by concussions.
Well, let's talk about that when we get back, about five things that are the headlines of what you need to know today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms
Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction one of the largest, well, it is the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. They've just teamed up with Legal Heat, which is a national organization that teaches in all the Sportsman's Warehouses and Bass and all of these. But you can get your, but it's the same guys and girls that are teaching at Northern Firearms Instruction who every one of them has taken advanced classes in instruction, first aid, all of the things that you would like to know that your instructors have done before you step onto the range. Learn more in all the classes at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 999-1822. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:31 in the morning, 38 degrees.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
We all had friends and family who were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
By morning, up from San Antonio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number, and it's the 17th, of course, of January, Friday, 7:34 in the morning, 38 degrees out there.
It's going to make you want to
going up
scoot.
To 45, and the weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Doesn't it make you want to hear that? I mean, you know, George Strait, you know, that sometimes you just want to escape.
How long has George Strait been around?
I don't know.
Early
probably 80s? 40 years.
Early 80s? because I will swear that in a country western bar called I can't remember what the name it was, but in Albuquerque, New Mexico, I was in there one night. I know it's hard to believe, and they had a live act, and I heard the guy sing this song, and I'm wondering if that was George Strait in his early days. It could have been coming through there, because this is a pretty big place in Albuquerque. You could put, 400 people in there, and there was a lot of dancing and boot scooting, as you say. You know, we need a country western place here in Redding, in my opinion. We need a place where you can go out and dance country western.
I saw that there was, when you look at events happening, that there was something, but it was in Chico. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want to drive
to
Chico to do a,
But, or even one beer, or even not drinking, have them take that road back. So I'm thinking I've got this idea to go take over the Vets Hall. Down in Anderson, which has a large floor there.
And parking.
And maybe once a month. And they've got a bar. They've got parking. Mm-hmm. They've got bar food. And having a country, a country night. You know, where people can line dance and dance all around and just have a nice time.
Absolutely. Hey, Betty White. Betty White turns, was it 98? 98 today. She is the world's sexiest great-great-grandmother.
She's also rude and lewd, which I love about her.
I love it.
She doesn't care anymore. You know what?
Why should she? I mean, to a certain age, you get the privilege.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
The thing. So, hey, 7:36 in the morning.
Google's parent company, Alphabet, you think about some of these tech companies, passed the $1 trillion mark on Wall Street, joining Apple and Microsoft as the tippy top of the market.
$1 trillion. I wonder how much they pay in taxes.
Who knows? Okay, well, we started to before we took our break. 11 American service members were injured in last week's Iranian missile attack on Al-Asad Air Base in Iraq. A U.S. military official told a CNN, despite the Pentagon initially saying there were no casualties. In case you didn't know, casualties doesn't always mean deaths, but also military personnel wounded.
Yeah. So what happened is when they hit Al-Asad, that they're being checked for concussions, from hits on the head, or it could be the concussive effects of a rocket if it hits close. It can give you a lot of overpressure right there. Let's go to the phones. David, good morning.
Oh, hey, morning. Yeah, I'm the guy from San Francisco. Morning.
Good morning.
Hi, David.
What's
from
on
San
your
Francisco.
Mind?
Well, two things. I heard you talking about the local music, and one of the best things about your station is you're not one of those huge corporate chains. Because I don't know if you know it, but those corporate chains are actually bankrupt, and they hog like 2,000 radio station licenses, and they hog them bankrupt, and they spout corporate crap hour after hour after hour. And in fact, when you look at Rush Limbaugh in the ratings, he's always like 2 instead of 40, and the only reason why he gets volume is because he's on these bankrupt stations. And so it's like logic can't prevail against corporate, propaganda mill. So how does a democracy survive in a thing like that?
Well, David, thank you for saying that because
this gives us energy.
Because we're in a constant, we're not saying anything about the people at the other stations. We like them, but they're all corporate owned. They're out of Oklahoma or Southern California, or NPR, which is snatching up stations too.
Well, the strangest thing about NPR. You remember Reagan put in the guy from Voice of America. And they don't have local shows anymore. And in fact, these 2,000 stations, they used to have like 3 different daily DJs, much less some corporate lie that just comes pounding through. Yeah. Many stations, only have maybe 3 hours a week of local programming.
Well,
3 hours
our local,
instead of 24 a day.
Yeah, our local NPR has on for classical music has a local DJ, and I think there may be a couple of
I think
local.
It's JPR, Jefferson Public Radio.
Jefferson Public Radio does that with the classical music downtown. But you know what? The thing is that big business has taken over almost all the radio stations, people coming in buying them. And
are you all old enough to remember before Bill Clinton, it was against the law for any company to own more than 3 stations? nationwide.
Well,
now they can, and this has been true for almost 10 years, that they can own 8 in a given city.
Yeah, and they're getting
stations in one city. Talk about the corporate line.
And they're getting ready to be able to expand that even more so they can pick up another FM in a place. So.
Well, see, we had law, you know, that stood from like 1927 to when Bill Clinton sold it out, that you could only, no corporation could own more than 3. And these guys, Clear Channel, iHeart, it's over $20 billion bankrupt.
Yeah, I saw where iHeart is going. They had to fire a bunch of people, and they're going into bankruptcy.
Well, they've been in bankruptcy for years, and the FCC doesn't yank their licenses. Put them right up to the locals. See, that's the thing about the the local economy. Local is best, right? So the idea that these guys, I started... years ago in radio, and I got into ad sales, and you know, if there's a laundromat that can't afford a $200 a minute hour, or excuse me, ad, you know, you do some barter. The radio station crew get to use the laundromat for free, and they get an ad once in a while.
Well, so it's barter is still alive and well.
But in corporate, it all goes to New York, or it all goes to wherever the ad agency marshals it out to, wherever they, Cayman Islands or whatever they're doing. These guys are like corporate phonies that are bankrupting the world. They're cooking the books every direction, plus they hog 2,000 stations. So it'd be easy to, let's get Congress to do that before Election Day.
Okay.
And if they can't do it before Election Day, I guess they've probably got something else on their mind. They, you know, the idea that America can't even talk to itself. You know, it has some corporate master that says it. We're a rare station. For me to actually say that out loud, you know, is a rare thing, right? So, you know, you can only do it on a local station, and as long as I'm not cussing, I'm not saying anything Thomas Paine didn't say.
No, and you know what? We're the last one standing around here.
Yeah.
So we've watched the other ones go. Anyway, hey, David, thanks a lot
for the
comment.
Call. Yeah,
no trouble.
You pumped us up here.
I'm keeping up on Trump. You remember, I contend that Trump is organized crime. He isn't a political guy. He's organized crime. Whatever the mob wants, and he's gotten 158 judges in there. Mob judges, 158 mob judges. Can you imagine America going that fast? So,
okay.
There you go.
Okay, Dave. Thanks
Thank
a lot.
You.
Good week.
All right,
too.
You too. Thanks for the phone call. You know, Dave, he's called. He called before at some point, and something you know along these lines. I didn't realize that his. On Trump in this, because it's usually about radio. I mean, I probably maybe have talked to him offline.
That's interesting, mob judges. Okay, number three, before we take another break, China released its gross domestic product figure for 2019, and it's not good. The world's second largest economy grew last year at its slowest pace in nearly 3 decades. This wasn't totally unexpected, since China is dealing with rising debt, changing global demand, and, of course, a damaging trade war with the U.S., The U.S.-China trade deal signed this week has raised the country's economic hopes a bit, but there are still other challenges to face.
Well, our economy is going gangbusters. They're having problems there. Now, the other thing is you didn't see this. Where's the ballyhoo on this? Where's the front pages where it shows that China is going to be buying $200 billion worth of goods from America this year and $200 billion next year? You know, this is a huge thing. They're too big. Trade deals were signed. Of course, the Canadian and Mexican, the USMCA was signed and passed by, you know, both houses of the Congress on this. And, again, to help American business, which is, as we said, is growing like crazy.
All right, let's take a break, early break here, and we'll come back. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott. We are Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 96.5
locally
FM.
Owned, locally operated.
1460 AM, your talk radio. Maxwell Insurance brings you this portion of the program. They are one of our sponsors, and they will handle your insurance and financial needs under one roof. They also help families with veterans, seniors, and business owners. Hello. Hilltop Drive. Give them a call at 221-0441. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk more about headlines on the other end.
Year's resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty?
For the morning lineup, right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more. Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and away from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Friends and neighbors, I'm Dr. P.K. Dhanuka. You can call me Paul. I'm running for California State Assembly. I was born in India. 24 years ago, I immigrated to America with $100 in my pocket and a dream of a better life for my daughter. I have lived in Shasta County for 14 years. Here, I found a home, success, and Christ. Most of all, I found kindness and dignity from all of you. The credit truly belongs to America and the founding principle that all men are created equal, with certain inalienable rights protected by the Constitution. Now, it's my turn to give back. I will go beyond the partisan divide and will use my experiences and leadership skills to bring opportunity and local control back to our district. I chose America. I chose the North State. And now I ask you to choose me. Thank you. This message is paid for by P.K. Paul Dhanuka for Assembly 2020.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 4. Crime is the number one issue in Shasta County today, causing noticeable deterioration in our quality of life. The current Board of Supervisors' answer to this is to raise your taxes. California is already the highest tax state in the union, and this only pushes people out of our county and our state. There is a better way, and that is to grow our economy. Reducing regulations and fees is the answer, and I will fight for this. I am Patrick Henry Jones, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
And good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM. Hey, this is Carla and Linda Bott. We're live on this Friday edition here at 7:49 in the morning. How y'all doing?
The devil went down to Georgia.
Hey, portion of the show is brought to you by, and listen, this is right happening with our family right now. It's brought to you by Home Helpers, License and Bond in Home Care. You know, it's really important that you make a plan of what's going to happen if with your family, your elders. What happens if you go down in an accident? Your people are working around you and not able to be taken care of once you get out of the hospital. Maybe you can't, you know, you want to be at home in your own home. Home Helpers. Sharon Clark has been in business for since 2004. She really cares about the professionalism of her company, and all of her employees are licensed and bonded. That's a very important part that we talk about here. Happening with our family right now.
We're going through Sharon to try and find somebody because it's in a different city, but she's got connections
right
up there.
And, you know, you just don't bring in your neighbor or somebody else. I mean, just not that I'm saying bad things about that, but when you have a professional come in, and like I said, you know their background, you know you're not bringing in a felon, you're bringing in, yeah, okay, Carl's starting to do the snore stamp. Okay, number four. You guys ready?
You ready, Home Carl? Helpers, 226-8350.
So we're getting back to the top four things. This is also in the headlines. 14 states plus New York City and the District of Columbia are suing the U.S. Department of Agriculture over regulations that would require more food stamp recipients to work in order to receive benefits. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, already requires working-age adults with out dependents or disabilities consistently hold a job to benefit from the program. There she is. She's out of the snow. Yay! But states can waive the work requirement in areas where there's high unemployment or few jobs. These new regulations will put an end to the option and could result in 688,000 people losing aid.
Here's what it is. It's not for women with children. It's not for people with disabilities. It's not for seniors. It's for people who could work and are physically able to work to say, okay, have a job. If you need help, fine. Then we will continue to use SNAP. But if you're just not doing anything. So, oh, no, that can't work. What if we can't? What if they can't find a job? Well, maybe in today's, I don't understand, in today's economy, they're telling them that there's hundreds of thousands of workers short for the job. You can talk to anybody in Reading when you're trying to hire somebody and say, well, you know, trying to find the right person is tough, but at least they could try. You know, that kind of thing.
You know,
so, again, it's people who don't, you know, that could work but don't.
And it becomes a lifestyle. It becomes a lifestyle. We've seen
for
it.
Some people, it does.
They get on the system and don't know how to get off, or they're too, lazy.
And every program is out there. You know, people go, well, you're just not fair. Well, look, Linda and I have busted our butts. Since, you know, she's been working since she's 15. I was working in part-time jobs when I was 12 out in the fields. Yes, there are jobs out there. And if those jobs don't pay enough, then you can get in and get the assistance.
Right.
We have Marines, you know, years ago that are young enlisted Marines that were married, even though we discouraged that. They would be up. They could get food stamps and these things because they didn't make enough money, but they were working. So
don't get me started. Right. Okay. A big gun rights rally is set for what? This is up your alley, buddy. A gun rights rally is set Monday in Virginia, and people are bracing for possible problems. Governor Ralph Northam, a Democrat, declared a temporary state of emergency from this evening until Tuesday. He's also banning all firearms and other weapons from Capitol grounds, a move that was helped by a state judge after event organizers pushed back, saying the ban restricted their rights.
Okay, let's talk about this.
Okay.
The state of Virginia, where freedom began in Virginia, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, all these people, right? So they have an election. So the first thing they do is they want to restrict your Bill of Rights by saying you can't have these guns. You can't have a magazine that holds more than 10 rounds. You got to do this. You got to do that. The people in Virginia stood up and said, no, we're not. Over 128 areas in Virginia declared themselves sanctuaries for the Second Amendment. That means every county except maybe two in cities throughout Virginia. Sheriff said, we're not going to uphold that law. We're not going to do it because it's against the Constitution. Well, then they were going to, you know, have this passing of a law last week, and literally thousands of people came in to protest that. They were walking the halls of Virginia legislature, and they didn't pass the law. So now there's going to be this rally. They're afraid that there's – and maybe you should be, but that there's going to be extremists from both sides that are going to be there. It's not the guns, they said. It's the extremists that will come in here for this rally. All the people that everything I've seen written by the people on this that are there to protest for their rights, their constitutional rights, have said, go, this is going to be peaceful. We go there. We get together. We talk about it. No violence, nothing. But there's going to be extremists there, I'm sure. Antifa may show up. Who knows? But outlawing the, you know, guns, where then they can arrest you if you have a gun on the Capitol grounds.
On the Capitol grounds.
So what? The Capitol. It doesn't make any difference where you are in the state of Virginia. If you've got laws, like, you'll end up like California. You can't carry a gun here. You can't carry it there. You can carry it nowhere. There's so many gun-free zones that are targets for people that want to hurt other people.
Okay, this is a feel-good. Here's a quote. The time comes when, heck, you got to give it up. I guess your body tells you when it's time to go. Bob Vollmer, who at 102 years old is Indiana's oldest state worker. After 60 years with the Indiana Department of Natural Resources, the World War II veteran has decided to take his well-deserved retirement. You get, is that great? I love that. He's 102. Well, okay, Bob. Guess it's time to go.
Hey, Bob, are you going to retire? He goes, I thought I was retired. He says, oh, I've been coming to work every day. Who knows what he does? Hey, the Iranian Supreme Leader, Al-Khamenei, on Friday, he said that the Europeans are the lapdogs of America. Where have we heard that before? Because France, Germany, and Great Britain also moved to sanction the Islamic Republic for violating the controversial 2015 nuclear deal. So they've also moved in with the sanctions. When people talked about, oh, my God, there's going to be World War III. World War III means world war. You know, world war. World War I, World War II. There would be no world war with Iran. No Middle Eastern state supports Iran. And the, you know, so it's hard to have a world war when you don't have allies. You have a limited territorial war, maybe, but you're not going to have World War III. That's ridiculous. So, and now the Europeans, after everybody's talking about, they've leaned in, said, you know what, we're going to put you back into sanctioned land. And it just makes it harder and harder. They're being isolated. Their people are tired of living under the tyranny of the Iranian government.
Okay. And then finally, this is totally weird. The adventures may have gained a canine sidekick after a North Carolina family's dog gave birth to a bright green puppy named Hulk. Gypsy, a white shepherd owned by Hayward County resident Shana Stamey, delivered 8 puppies Friday morning. Gypsy's 3-hour labor was going smoothly until the fourth puppy came out as a small but mighty tuft of lime green fur. She said, I started to freak out, but everybody was healthy. Experts said the normal explanation, which is going to lead into our next segment, for the puppy's coloration, and no, he wasn't exposed to gamma rays. Liquid from inside Gypsy's stomach likely stained the white dog's fur during pregnancy. Regular baths and daily licks from Gypsy are expected to fade Hulk's green hue in a few weeks. So if you, too, your dog has puppies and one comes out green.
You know, take pictures because they will not last. What if a baby came out green?
I don't know.
Wouldn't that be something?
It'll be interesting because Dr. Kara Tennant is on with us in the
next
segment.
We'll have to ask her how that happens. Yeah. You know, we were glad that Dr. Tennant made it because I get a text from her. She goes, I'm not sure.
If I'm going to make it through the snow.
With the snow, so I recommended that she hitch her cats up to a sled and mush in. And she said, well, they do need a job. So, but she'll be up next
so
talking
cute.
About our pets and how to keep them healthy. It's during the winter time, and then other things that she's always on top of. Other ones. I just saw an article about Democratic voters, undecided, confused, and overwhelmed after all the things that are going on, especially in Iowa. They're listening to the last debate. They're not sure.
Hmm.
This is all kind of clear up for them. They've all got, you know, this all clear up for them in a few months. You'll see 2 or 3 more dropping out. I thought that the battle between, words between Sanders and Warren was really interesting. They both accused the other of lying on national TV, which was interesting. And Tom Steyer, the billionaire, standing there watching this, goes, hey, I just wanted to say hello. Don't want to interrupt. If you haven't seen that news clip, you got to do it. Okay, we're going to take a quick break for the news, and we'll be right back after that. It's 7:59 in the morning here on the 17th of January. 38 degrees out there. It's going up to 45 today. We'll be right back.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. The Senate is ready to proceed with the Trump impeachment trial after Chief Justice John Roberts was sworn in as the presiding officer yesterday.
After being ushered into the chamber by an escort committee of two Republicans and two Democrats.
Senators, I attend the Senate in conformity with your notice.
Roberts went on to say, for the purpose of joining with you for the trial of the President of the United States.
I am now prepared to take the oath.
An oath administered by the presiding officer, Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa.
Will you place your left hand on the Bible? And raise your right hand.
Robert promising to remain impartial in all matters as the trial gets underway on Tuesday. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
President Trump has won back-to-back trade deal victories.
A day after the president signed an initial trade deal with China, the Senate overwhelmingly approved a new North American trade pact with Canada and Mexico. Passage of the measure, which would replace the 25-year-old deal known as NAFTA, is a major policy victory for President Trump. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the deal fulfills a promise by the president to negotiate fair and reciprocal trade deals. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Rural mountain communities outside Seattle that have been without power for days and cut off from the outside world by a series of winter storms that dumped several feet of snow on parts of western Washington state saw some relief as convoys brought in food and supplies. King County Sheriff Sergeant Jason Stanley says winter storms have dumped several feet of snow in the area.
The snow's been up to waist deep. When we go knocking on each cabin or each house, making sure people are okay.
Stanley's comments were aired on KOMO-TV. Construction of new homes surged in December to the highest level in 13 years, capping a year in which falling mortgage rates and a strong labor market helped lift the prospects of the housing industry. On Wall Street, the Dow is up more than 48 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, NMLS ID 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Offer not available in Washington. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
If you're like most people, then saving money in 2020 is on your New Year's resolution list. At Cash Call Mortgage, that's one resolution we can help you achieve. Right now, we're offering an incredibly low 2.875%. 3.076% APR 15-year fixed loan. So if you have a mortgage interest rate of 2.99% or greater, call us and see how much you can save on your current mortgage payment. We can close your refi in as fast as 20 days with no upfront deposit. If you qualify, we'll even pay your closing cost. At Cash Call Mortgage, our New Year's resolution is to help folks save money and have a happier financial new year.
For a free quote to see if you qualify, visit cashcallmortgage.com. Or call us at 800-299-1364. That's 800-299-1364. 800-299-1364.
The U.S. Coast Guard has suspended the search for two crew members missing after a deadly collision between a fishing boat and an oil tanker just off the Texas coast. U.S. Coast Guard Commander Eric Carrero says the capsized fishing boat was carrying 14,000 gallons of diesel fuel.
I was able to have multiple teams out just doing assessments on the water and on the land side to ensure we had no diesel impact at the shoreline. There was no indication of damage to the wildlife or contamination to the shoreline.
Officials say the search following Tuesday's collision covered nearly 50 miles before it was called off yesterday. The 2020 census kicks off Tuesday in remote Alaska. U.S. Census Bureau Director Stephen Dillingham says there will be there to conduct the first count in the Bering Sea community of Toksuk Bay. Dillingham planned to spend time Friday at the Alaska Native Cultural Charter School. News and analysis at townhall.com. New evidence reveals the Islamic State group's hierarchy.
The Washington-based Syria Justice and Accountability Center says it has documents that reveal how the Islamic State group ruled during the 4 years of its self-proclaimed caliphate. The documents obtained inside Syria, including abandoned Islamic State offices, show the Bureau of Justice and Grievances played a key role in sentencing and executing penalties, issuing arrest warrants, and regulating daily life. Muhammad al-Abdallah, the executive director at SJAC, says the documents can help establish a chain of command for international prosecutions. He adds, thousands more documents and videos will be reviewed. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Poland senators have rejected a much-criticized bill that would give politicians the right to fine or fire judges. The Senate's vote on Friday can extend work on the legislation but not stop it from becoming law. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I'm already starting to laugh. Your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. It is the 17th of January, a Friday, of course. It's 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community is Shasta Regional Medical Center. And our phone lines here are 605-4567. And Linda is here. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's here with the weather.
Good morning, everybody, on this Friday edition. We are so happy to have you with us. Okay, it's currently about 40 degrees in the downtown studios. It looks like our temperature today will be around, our highs will be, okay, my gosh, our highs are going to be 46 and our overnight lows of 34. Tomorrow calls for 53 with a slight chance of showers. Tomorrow night around 39. And Sunday calls for our temperatures around 39, partly cloudy with a low of around 39 on Sunday, and Sunday night with our temperatures around 40. I'm sorry, I can't read this printout. I'm really sorry. All day on Monday, Martin Luther King, chance of showers, mainly after 4, partly sunny with a high near 56. And Monday night, with our lows around 42. That's a weekend forecast. It's going to be rain and cloudy and mostly in the 40s.
And brought to you by?
Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
We prompt each other now and then.
Yes.
We have Dr. Tara Tennant from Care Animal Hospital is with us today. And as I pointed out in the last hour, we weren't sure because you live up in Lakeview and you could come in or not due to snow.
You never know.
Good morning.
You never know up there.
So glad you're here.
And, of course, I thought after knowing about you and your cats that perhaps I would love to see cats mushing with a little sled behind them.
Oh, that would be my dream.
They have something they need
okay.
to do.
I saw this thing on, of course, on Facebook yesterday. This cat is sitting there, and he's looking at this little girl, like 12, and the girl's coming up and like, fake punching at it, and like she's sparring with it, and this cat's looking at her, and this cat comes straight up in the air at her. She screams and runs and falls onto the sofa. The cat chases her, jumps up on the sofa, and is just whacking her. Just whack, whack, whack.
Yeah, that you were telling me about that last night.
It was hilarious.
Really
she's
smart.
Screaming, and you could hear, the person filming it was laughing. Oh yeah, she would go ahead. You want to fight? Let's fight.
Pause up.
I mean, it was like bang, 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 bang. Anyway.
Well, welcome anyway to our show, and I know that we've recently visited twice in the last 4 months. We've been into Care Animal Hospital with our elk killer. And you guys have been able to really get down to what her skin infection has been and put her on the right dosage. She's 85% better. So we do a two-week check-in and really appreciate that. Really appreciate the professionalism of Care Animal Hospital as well. And so with us this morning, of course, Dr. Kara Tennant, and you were talking about the topic that interested you in sharing with our listeners today.
So I wanted to talk about the top mistakes you're making feeding your pets. Because I get questions like this all day, every day. And I just, it's so common that I know that everyone else has questions too, or maybe they're doing something they don't actually realize. So the first thing is the amount of food you're feeding your pet is not going to be what's recommended on the back of your bag. So if you're feeding what's recommended on the back of the bag, that is almost always too much food. And it doesn't really make sense, right? You buy the bag of food, it has, the weight of your pet, the age of your pet, and the volume that's recommended to feed them. But those values are based on intact dogs that have increased metabolisms. They're, they're running around a lot more. When you have a spayed or neuter pet, which the majority of our pets are, their metabolisms are a little bit slower. So the general rule that I use for most pets, and you can adjust it depending on your pet, is if I want a pet to weigh 50 pounds, I feed them 2 cups a day. So 2 cups a day for a 50-pound dog, that would be a cup a day for a 25-pound dog, and so on. So if you have a dog that that exercises a lot, of course you increase it. Or if you have an older pet that you can't really exercise because maybe they have heart disease or joint disease, then you decrease it. And you can feel your pet, and the way to know if your pet is overweight, because sometimes it's hard because you have almost blinders when you're looking at your pet, is you feel them. You feel them over the ribs, and you should be able to feel the ribs. You don't want to see all the ribs, but you want to be able to feel them. And if you have to kind of dig in a little bit.
Does Old Killer have ribs?
Well, she has so much fur. We know. I mean, she has so much fur. Right?
Does she have ribs?
Yeah, she has. But if you have to dig in. I got to keep you two on track because you'll giggle all morning.
With a layer of fat, then your pet's a little too chunky. And you can certainly chat with your veterinarian about how they think your pet looks, if your pet is overweight or underweight. And then you can go from there. So that's the question.
She's got a cute butt, though. Well, I mean, really. You
know. She does.
She does.
She does.
She wiggles because she's got a bobtail. She came that way, by the way.
She's so
cute. Isn't that why they wiggle more if they have a bobtail? Because that long tail isn't.
Maybe. You know what? I never really noticed that, but maybe that's why.
I was
just thinking.
You know,
like a little Aussie with their, yeah, with their little nubbin.
Yeah,
their
nubbin.
It does wiggle,
yeah,
more.
Yeah. Okay, so we're talking this guy. So the ribs shouldn't touch the ribs, and people overfeed, and sometimes the back of the bag, that's really good because, mm-hmm, people will follow instructions. Now, how do you figure out what's too much food?
Right. And for a puppy, those recommendations are actually pretty accurate. So if you have a puppy that's 4 months and younger, then you can go to the back of the bag, and that recommendation usually is pretty accurate. But again, you can consult with your veterinarian and just make sure that you're feeding the appropriate amount of food, because of course you don't want your pet to be too lean, but you don't want them to be chunky. You do want your pet to be on the leaner side because they do live longer. And of course, having extra weight increases diseases, just like it does in humans, mm-hmm, you know, heart disease and joint
diabetes.
Diabetes, you know, all these things that we don't want for our pets.
On the note of diabetes, just as kind of a sidebar, but why is it more typical for cats to get diabetes over dogs?
I would say it's pretty even. Probably see equal amount of diabetic dogs and cats.
Okay.
But the interesting thing is cats are more likely to develop something similar to type 2 diabetes, and dogs develop something more similar to type 1 diabetes.
Okay.
So what that means is you can actually cause diabetes in your cat, and it's less likely in your dog. You certainly can do that in your dog, but cats are more like adult humans who develop diabetes when they're older, that sometimes you can manage actually with diet,
mm-hmm,
and maybe they don't need insulin. Some cats do need insulin, and that's definitely something you need to chat with your veterinarian. Dogs almost always need insulin. Diet plays a huge part in it, just like children with diabetes. They're very similar to children that have lifelong diabetes. But it's not always something that if you feed your pet, you know, I don't know, pork chops every day, they're necessarily going to develop diabetes. Cats will. Dogs certainly can, though. But, yeah, you have to be careful.
Well, how else would she lick me if I didn't have a pork chop tied around my neck? She never comes to me. I put the pork chop around my neck, and then she comes right to me, you know, instead of just laying over there with Linda.
She's food motivated. You can probably get her to do anything.
Come on. He's just, you know, he's.
You know what?
All right.
No, she loves
when
it.
When you call her, she'll look at you, unless I go like I'm eating something, and then I put it down. Oh, she just trots all the way across the house.
She's selective hearing.
Yes. Yeah, we all have a very different idiosyncrasies in our.
Why is it dogs will look at you and you say, come here, and they just look at you? I mean, do they not understand it?
Oh, no, they understand. They know what you want them to do. They're troublemakers.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is good information about the overfeeding, and I don't even know if we got to the bottom of that. Is there how do we know whether we are or we're not?
Here's the part that you need to hear.
Yes,
we
I
need
hear
to
it.
Take a break.
Selective hearing, Carl. I'm just like, you know,
let me tie a pork chop around my neck. No, I'll tie a bracelet. And a diamond bracelet around my neck.
Oh.
And Linda will love me.
Oh, boy. All right, we're going to take a break on that.
This
no, really,
the show
seriously.
Is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. In fact, if I want to have somebody, you know, talk to me. Pay attention. I'll just go down and buy some more baubles from Four Winds Jewelry, anything that's shiny.
Oh,
2225
God.
Hilltop Drive right
like
here in Redlands. They'll help me as they've helped me so many times before. the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
I'm in love with the girl that I'm talking about. I'm in love with the girl I can't live without. I'm in love, but I sure picture bad times to be in love.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Welcome back.
Hi. We're here. KCNR 96.5 FM. Happy Friday to you on this rainy day.
We're talking with Dr. Tara Tennant today. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, Jeff Horst can fix it, of course. And with cold weather like this, if you have a chip and there's water in it, it could expand, cracking your windshield. Or you've got a chip in there and maybe a small crack that when the heater, the defroster hits it, it could crack your windshield. We can fix that. He can prevent that. Or if you have a crack, he can fix it and guarantee it for life. A man of integrity. He says what he says. He guarantees his work for life. Jeff Wurst. He's at 3208 South Market Street, or you can call Jeff at 241-8373. It's a better-known business, and he lives up to the tenets of that. And speaking of tenets, we have Dr. Kara Tennant with us, and we were talking about scars, and, you know, that she did a face plant a few months ago when you were mountain biking, because you're really an athletic-type person out there running and going into these Spartan races and all this. But you said how a pit bull hit you on the, I remember that, hit you on the side of the head, mm-hmm. and his teeth scraped your face. And I said, he couldn't grab. So, I mean, and it was it a total surprise?
Yes.
He was
total surprise. She gave no warning.
No warning. Just went bam.
Uh-uh. Wow. Yeah.
And then their owners don't understand when you say we have to muzzle these dogs.
Oh, I know. They get so sad.
Yeah.
Or irritated, or, yeah, I don't know. There are some dogs that are, you know, like a big dog, like a German Shepherd, that's growling and trying to bite, and the owner doesn't want us to muzzle. I will ask them to go to another veterinarian.
Yeah.
It's just not worth it.
Yeah, and why shouldn't, I mean, what world and reality is someone living in when your dog could possibly be a biter and or has bitten mm-hmm. and would not put a muzzle on that dog? Especially up close to one's face, who's trying to help the health right. of that one's dog. It's like, I'm a smoker, and I'm going to stick that cigarette right in your skin. It's the same. It's like, it just irritates the crap out of me. It's so ignorant. It's like ignorant.
I just don't get it. I mean, do they, I don't know if they think that maybe we're thinking badly about them. I don't know. We muzzle dogs all the time.
Yeah.
If my dog ever, any of them, growled or lifted their lip, they're getting a muzzle.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a big deal. I call it a party hat because honestly, it's not really a big deal.
Hey, we're going to have a party hat night, okay? What does that mean? You're going to be muzzled.
Okay. Going back to the diet for our pets.
Yeah, right. You kind of really got way off that one.
If you can't feel the ribs, and you don't mean getting tight over their ribs. You just mean...
Can you feel your ribs?
You want to be able to... Yeah, you want to be able to feel them.
I mean, I'm not talking about, like, put your chest out.
Right.
But, I mean, if you're sitting here... I mean, I have a little bit of skin over my ribs, but I can feel them.
Me too. But it depends on how low you go, too.
Yeah.
The lower ribs.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, you want to feel just the tiniest...
Are you feeling your ribs right now where you're driving? Keep your hand on your wheel.
And then you can go down to your hip bones.
All right, go on. Sorry. Too much of a visual there. Go on.
I know, right? Yes, you don't want to squish into the ribs.
Okay.
Okay.
So, okay.
And so if you kind of follow the directions for the weight and all this, but then you get into the goodies.
Into the goodies. And here's the thing. We are actually training our pets to beg. And we may not know that. And what I hear all the time is, but my dog just stares at me and she's starving and my dog follows me around and she sits next to me when I'm eating on the couch or she sits next to us when we eat dinner. And you are actually training your dog to beg because what happens is you give them food when they do that. So they know that they can just come up to you. They can sit next to you when you're eating. They can sit next to you on the couch. They can, you know, they can train you to give them treats. So it's not that they're actually starving. It's like us, you know, yeah. Do we want to have Snickers bars every day? Yeah, that'd be great. But then I would.
Okay.
But I can't do that.
That's your weakness? So, is that your weakness?
You know, I do love them.
Okay. All right. So
what about, okay, so dog treats and probably cat treats come in bags. Are there, you know, I've never even paid attention. Are there calorie?
Absolutely.
Okay, there's calories on it. I think you're, you know, obviously you are right.
Yeah.
So you can look at it. So like if one a chewy stick mm-hmm. is 15 calories, if you break it into three, mm-hmm. you know, so you've cut it back and you still give them a little something. But you, again, you're teaching them to beg, but at least you're cutting back on the amount of extra, probably not as good calories that they're getting. Just like kids with candy.
Right. And you can control that. I mean, you can even use your kibble as treats. You don't have to use, you know, a treat that you buy at the food store or even worse, your own food, like leftovers or scraps or whatever. If you can actually count the calories that an animal needs in a day, as say a Pomeranian for you, we've got a 10-pound Pomeranian. If I calculated that calorie need for the day, it's going to be about 300 calories. And if you think about how little that actually is, and you're giving them, say, a piece of bacon, I mean, that's half their calorie content in a day. I don't actually know how many calories are in a piece of bacon, but maybe about 150, maybe 200. I don't know.
I don't think it's that much.
Not that much. Even 100. I mean, that's a third of their calorie content in the entire day that they just ate. And so that's why we see so many chunky and obese animals.
And they're sleeping a lot during the day. Then they'll get up and have a frenzied chasing balls and and their toys and all that for 10 minutes. And then it's like, boy, that was okay.
Now I need another snack.
I need another nap. I need a snack and a nap. So
it's true.
It is true. Okay.
I know. All right. So the next thing is uncooked bones are going to be, I mean, I'm not going to say safer than cooked bones. Cooked bones are incredibly dangerous for your pet. Cooked bones splinter. They can rupture the GI tract. They can, you know, they can cause foreign bodies. They can slice through the GI tract. They are incredibly dangerous. And so if you feel like you have to give your dog a bone, like a real bone and not a toy bone,
right,
do not cook it. Do not give them anything from your crock pot, from your, you know, your big soup that you're boiling or whatever. Absolutely do not do that.
Say you have like a rib, like those smaller pork ribs,
mm-hmm.
and it's raw.
Mm-hmm.
And you give it to them. I mean, they should be able to handle raw meat.
So a lot of people do that, and their dogs are fine. Of course, as a veterinarian, I see the bad stuff, right? I see the ones that get really sick, vomiting, diarrhea, and if they're not used to it, they swallow it whole and maybe even have a foreign body that I have to surgically remove, which, for me, always a good time, right? But for the owner, they're putting their pet under anesthesia. It's like $2,500, $2,500. You're cutting into the intestines. It may not heal. I mean, it's not worth it. And just think about that when you're giving them a little tiny bone. Think about the next 3 to 5 days that your pet's going to be in the hospital.
Well,
wow.
It's not worth it.
And yet animals in the wild. But that's totally different, though.
But they're used to, and there are a lot of dogs that, like I said, that's what they're fed. They're fed a raw diet, they're fed raw bones, and they're fine.
Right.
So a lot of dogs are fine. But my view's skewed.
That's true, because you only see the ones that don't have
it. Exactly. I see the ones that don't have, that have problems. I never see the ones that don't have problems.
So you do see a lot of obesity in dogs.
Obesity is probably I would say out of a single day, 65 to 75% of dogs and cats are obese.
Well, when you have your dog wanting to love on you again because they want they want a piece of sausage, they want a piece of hot dog or whatever you've got, and that they follow you around, I remember seeing this special about this guy. He was the cop or the sheriff would come by and say, "Please don't feed the deer." And he just couldn't help himself. He would give him bread.
Mm-hmm.
And they would come back and cite him again and say, "You can't feed the deer." Well, the deer would wait all around his trailer. He was living by himself. He's just an older guy living out in trailer by himself. And he just could not help himself. So there's a psychological aspect that goes along with they need me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's what we think as humans, but the animals are thinking, I've got them trained. I can get food.
Man, it's a hard habit to break, isn't it? How do you – if somebody has a behavioral a way that they behave, like owner, what is your job as a veterinarian? I mean, you can recommend, but do you say if you keep continuing down this path, you won't have your dog for very long?
Yes. And there have been some instances where I have said that your dog will have a shorter life. Your dog absolutely will, or cat absolutely will have a shorter life. Or they're going to have a really tough quality of life where they physically can't get around because the arthritis is so bad in their knees. And this happens like 5-6-year-old animals. I mean, these are animals that should live into their teens, and they're not going to. Or they develop heart disease or diabetes. Or when they have diabetes, which can be expensive to treat, the owner can't do it because financially it's just, you know, it's too tough. And then they have this tough decision, for euthanasia when it could have been prevented in the first place.
Ugh.
And so those conversations are really difficult to have because their pets are overweight because they feel like they love them
right.
so much.
Right.
You know, but they're loving them too much or, you know, not in a healthy way. It's
right.
not in a healthy way.
In a healthy way.
Well, nobody
right.
likes to be told their kid's ugly.
Oh, so, my goodness.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean that's kind of the thing is, hey, your dog's fat. I mean, I know you have probably a better way of saying
right.
that, but what about the people that bring them in? Are they a little bit overweight
and
sometimes, or is it just kind of like, well, I'm eating, it's eating. We're both happy.
Oh, that happens all the time.
Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. We talked about locally owned, locally operated businesses, and well, this is Cornerstone Community Bank. They have three branches serving in Shasta and Tehama County, one at 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff, one at 1845 California Street, right down from Jack's, and, of course, the one in the old Rayleigh Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Go on in. Find out how they are moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back after these messages with Dr. Kara Tennant, 8:31 in the morning, 38 degrees out there. Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit 5starbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots.
We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Beer Talk Radio. It's Friday, the 17th of January, 8:35 in the morning. About 40 degrees out there. It's going to go up to all of 45 today, so you might want to dress everybody as warm as possible. We have a little audience out there in our window to the world. Little guy, he's
looking
out there.
At us as soon as he saw that we waved to him. He's like,
"Oh, now he's peeking around the corner at us."
All right, hey, this is why we love our window into the world here at KCNR Studios downtown on Market Street.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Orchard Nutrition. Orchard Nutrition is a local business that has been here since 1982. Trained staff, free monthly health seminars. Anything that you can find there is, anything you want there is 100% certified organic produce. Large grocery selection, they have it all there. And those free monthly health seminars, there's a huge selection of archived seminars on their website. So you can look at things that you may be interested in. Doesn't cost you anything. If you have any questions, you just give them a call or stop in at the Cypress Square Shopping Center. That's where they've been. Okay, Linda and I are here with Dr. Kara Tennant, and we were talking about feeding your dog. And how to, you know, kind of keep their weight good and things not to, like, you know, cooked bones. Cooked bones because they'll shatter easily into Ooh. Slivers that will, can they can swallow. And then she ends up seeing those, and then you end up having to pay for that.
And think of how many people take the carcass from their turkey and just throw it in the food.
So I don't do that. I was at somebody's house one time. They invited me over Thanksgiving. And we were eating, and we hear this crunching sound. And their dog, who was a larger dog, had somehow managed, you know, he had, you know, he was put his paws up on the counter and turned his head sideways so he could reach it, and was now chewing on the turkey. You know,
it happens.
And I was thinking, wow. First of all, who could think that that dog could stretch its neck out that way?
Oh, that's but he a was, bummer. Oh, yeah. That whole turkey.
Well, you know, they'd already, you know, we were eating. So it was what was left over there. But still, he was having a great time.
Oh, his vet seeing that dog.
Yeah. Let's go to phones. Steven, good morning.
You have a question for our vet?
I do. Good morning. I have a kind of a sad situation. I think I have to put my dog down today. And she has a tumor on her jaw, and she's had two surgeries. The first one lasted about 2 months, and then I had him do it again, and it lasted a month. And she's eating okay, she drinks okay, she walks but okay, she's just slowed down a little. And I'm just wondering, she has this bit of a gag cough. It's not consistent, it's more intermittently. And I'm just wondering if I could wait another week. You know, my vet said, you know, it's up to you, and you'll know when the time is. And I'm just wondering if you'd give me some feedback on that, if possibly.
So I think you're right. I mean, or your vet's right that it's going to be up to you. But I also feel like you don't always know. So I like to make a subjective list when I'm trying to decide when it's time for my pet. So what I like to do is I make a list of 5 things my pet likes to do, or like to do maybe a few months ago when she was feeling good. So these are things like maybe she comes and greets you when you come home, maybe she has a super special treat that she'll never turn down, like pizza crust, or she sits next to you when you watch TV. You know, some of those you know, some of those things she likes to do, and then just start crossing off the things she's not doing. And when you get to three or more, then that means her quality of life is compromised. Another thing you could do is actually just take the day and decide how she is that day and mark on a calendar with a smiley face or a sad face. And when you have more sad faces than smiley faces, then it's also time. So if you make your list or do your smiley face, and that'll kind of give you an idea of when to make that decision.
Okay, that helps. Yeah, I think it's pretty close to time. It's probably, you know, obviously one of the hardest things.
Well, we empathize with you, Stephen. You know, before we had our dog, I didn't understand why people would get so excited about it. You know, I've been in a lot of different harsh places with people that were dying. And I couldn't understand why people get upset about an animal, but I sure do now. And so,
yeah, I rescued
so
this
much.
Dog down at the Sundial Bridge from an elderly lady in a walker with her daughter. And I just said, what a neat-looking dog. And she said, really, would you like to have her? And I took her. She was 87. It was her husband's dog. And she liked the dog, but she was getting a new boyfriend, and she didn't think the boyfriend would like the dog.
87?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, God bless her too. Hey, Stephen, thanks a lot.
You've been a great companion. Think of maybe the quality of what could have happened to that dog, and you've been a hero in this dog's life, and you've been able to, you know, help so much. And all we can do is help from day to day and love from day to day. And like, I love what Dr. Kara just said, because I wouldn't think about the smiley faces. There's some peace in that.
Right.
Thank you for your call.
I will do that. And I appreciate all your help and feedback.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thanks.
You know, when you get something like that, it's
a call.
You know, get a call like that. And the, it's not a specific thing, you know, because I know that you can't answer specifics unless you see the animal. But on something like this, that type of feedback is.
I'll never forget that.
Yeah. Can they do what they did, and how many good days, how many bad days?
Yeah. As a veterinarian, it's I wouldn't say easier, but we can step back and we can see this pet and know that this pet is suffering or not. But as a pet owner, to take yourself out of that and just look at your pet is one of the most difficult things that you ever have to do. And so if you can make it more an objective decision, then that'll make it easier, because it takes you out of it. So that's what I use for myself, having to put my own animals down is just, you know, it's just devastating. So I need that to help me, because I don't have somebody telling me really, you know, is it the right thing or not.
Right.
It's
very
so
hard
sad.
To be, like you said, it's subjective. They're your babies, mm-hmm. and they need you, and they look up to you, and it is unconditional love. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you have been, you know, a bad bitch for the day. Mm-hmm. You come home. I don't think that's going to be bleeped out. I think I can say that word. And you, not intentionally, but just you're bad in a bad mood or whatever that is, and you come home, that dog loves on you no matter what. Like, well, what, you know, it's never black and white with a dog. It's always this beautiful mm-hmm. love. So, we'll be thinking about you, Stephen. And okay, so where are we going now?
You know, I was going to talk about eyes for a little bit. You know, just change it up completely.
Eyes. Okay.
This is another question that I get multiple times every day. I see an older pet and I'm told my pet has cataracts. I don't think he can see very well. His eyes look milky, or his eyes look blue or gray. So it's really important when you notice changes in your pet's eyes to take your pet to the veterinarian, because we're able to look inside the eye and see, does your pet actually have cataracts, or is it more commonly an age-related change? So as dogs get older, the lenses of the eyes actually become harder. So when I'm looking through an eye, doing my eye exam, I look through the cornea, I look through the iris, through the lens to the back of the eye where the retina sits. And the lens is like a clear glass window. I normally can't see it, and I shouldn't be able to see it in a young, healthy dog. But as a dog gets older, that lens becomes harder. So then it's more like looking through a foggy window. So for me, I can still see the retina, but I can see the lens. I can see kind of the, like the crystallization almost of the lens. And that is a normal change. So what that means is older pets can still see, but it's like a foggy window. So perception might be more challenging for them. Low light conditions, so when it's dark, you might notice that you have to turn your light on for your pet to go outside. Those are all normal things. Now, cataracts are like brick walls. I can't see through them. The pet can't see through them. That actually will cause blindness. And those are, and cataracts actually you can repair. You can do a surgical repair by a veterinary ophthalmologist. So just like humans, they have the potential to see again. And there are definitely some diseases that we know create cataracts, like diabetes, just in humans too. And so we can try to manage the diabetes and try to prevent that. Most diabetics will develop cataracts at some point. Now, there are some breeds that will develop cataracts at a young age, and so we have to watch for that too. So,
what breeds are those?
Like golden retrievers, poodles, okay. Some spaniels. I'd say the majority of young dogs with cataracts, for me and my experience, is going to be golden retrievers. And there are goldens that you can test for that when breeders are breeding. Mm-hmm. But we don't always do that. And those sometimes will progress. And the worry with cataracts is if it progresses, it actually can cause glaucoma, and glaucoma is where you have really high pressure in your eye. It's incredibly painful. Sometimes you can't manage it. Sometimes we can with medication. Sometimes we can't. And we either have to take the cataract out or take the eye out, okay. Which is the extreme, you know.
Sure. We're with Dr. Kara Tennant. She was talking about dogs as they get older. You got to look at their eyes, cataracts, and how they can be operated on just like people. I imagine you go in there and give them at least one eye so they can see out of. I know it really worked for me. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 25 years. You can't say enough about Alliance Heating and Air. It's a better-known business. Martin and Pam started this business, like we said, over 25 years ago. They've built it into just a very, very efficient professional business that has quality service to everybody. They show up on time, they fix it, and then they, they're, like I said, polite, clean, come in, do the job at very fair prices, and you're ready to go. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back with Dr. Kara Tennant, 8:47 in the morning here at KCNR.
Friends and neighbors, I'm Dr. P.K. Dhanuka. You can call me Paul. I'm running for California State Assembly. I was born in India. 24 years ago, I immigrated to America with $100 in my pocket and a dream of a better life for my daughter. I have lived in Shasta County for 14 years. Here, I found a home, success, and Christ. Most of all, I found kindness and dignity from all of you. The credit truly belongs to America and the founding principle that all men are created equal, with certain inalienable rights protected by the Constitution. Now, it's my turn to give back. I will go beyond the partisan divide and will use my experiences and leadership skills to bring opportunity and local control back to our district. I chose America. I chose the North State. And now, I ask you to choose me. Thank you. This message is paid for by P.K. Paul Dhanuka for Assembly 2020.
SST Oil on Wyndham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League Baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years. helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 4. Crime is the number one issue in Shasta County today, causing noticeable deterioration in our quality of life. The current Board of Supervisors' answer to this is to raise your taxes. California is already the highest tax state in the union. This only pushes people out of our county and our state. There is a better way, and that is to grow our economy. Reducing regulations and fees is the answer, and I will fight for this. I am Patrick Henry Jones, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join us February 7th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay. Enjoy chocolate delicacies, wine and beverage tastings, and see our brand new exhibition. Tickets are $40 and include a souvenir wine glass. Buy your ticket today at turtlebay.org.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Yeah, Foggy Mountain Breakdown. Yeah, we have one of our people in the chat room pitch down who's doing it. Every song.
Really?
Every song, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah, they're running like about 99%. Welcome back to our show, KCNR 96.5 FM, with Carl and Linda Bach. Good morning, everybody. And it's Friday the 17th, 8:51 in the morning, 38 degrees out there. I'm sorry, it's getting closer now. I think it's 39. It's going to go up to 45 today. This weekend is going to start clearing up. Monday, it's going to start clouding again, and Monday night, rain, and probably Tuesday, rain. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I walked in yesterday and got my hair cut by Logan. And it's the best hair, that's the best barbershop in the world, according to Carl. And I've been in barbershops all over the world, but this was the best. Cypress Square Barbershop. You can give them a call at 244-9478 for appointments. You won't be sorry. It's man's last stronghold. Okay, I just read, and we're here with Dr. Kara Tennant from VCA Care Animal Hospital. I just read that parrots are as smart as dogs. It was just one article, but, you know, then testing on them. But do you get very many parrots in?
No.
Or
we did have one who boarded, and he was,
oh my gosh,
he was so funny. So we would have we had him in the doctor's office because we didn't want him with the dog boarding or the cat boarding, obviously. And so we had him in the doctor's office, and once we would get on the phone, then he would start barking like a dog or meowing like a cat. And then he would start saying things like, thank you for calling. Thank you for calling. And we had to move him because we couldn't make our phone calls. And so we moved him up front to the manager's office.
Well, then he started saying things like, you, bang.
Yeah. Oh, no. He did. The owner told us that he did have a very large vocabulary, and he knew all of the cuss words.
He knew
all
of the words. Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. Well, I just saw one where the police were called because they heard this.
Help!
Help me! Help me! Help me! And so here come the cops, and this guy's outside.
He's fixing a tire
in his car. He looks at him. They come up, and he goes. And he shows him walking back in. He comes out with the parrot. And the parrot's going, help me! The cops turn around and walk out.
Funny.
You know, you need to tell your neighbors, I got a parrot that just thinks it's being capped. You know, that it, you know, he won't let me out. You know,
right.
So anyway, but I thought that was interesting. They live forever.
They do. So if you get a parrot, you have to make plans because that parrot most likely is going to outlive you.
Outlive you.
Really? Same with a tortoise. A tortoise will live a really long time.
Well, yeah, but a tortoise,
too.
I mean, what do you do with a tortoise? I mean, they don't jump through hoops.
I think
they don't fetch.
Parrots are high maintenance.
Yeah, well, and they don't fetch. I understand. Somebody told us one time they worked in one of the big pet shops at one spot, and they had macaws there. And she went up to it, and like her first day on the job, her second day, and she goes, oh, and they had them out loose in the shop, you know, and on their perches. And she put her arms out. That was like an act of war. And the macaw launched and
grabbed her collarbone.
And his beak met on the other side of her collarbone, was hanging in there and was not letting loose. She's screaming and bleeding, and they're trying to get the macaw off her. And at the end of the story, I went, wow, how much of that company do you own? She says, well, I made assistant manager and the manager very quick. And I thought, okay, I can understand that. But then when the store opened up, those animals went back inside the cages after that.
Well, I have a friend here locally that worked at a company, and I don't know if she's listening right now, but they had a parrot. And I think she inherited the parrot when she worked as the secretary there or bookkeeper there. And so she would take the parrot home at night, and it would sit on her shoulder or the back of her car. Well, one day she got in a car accident, and that parrot was so not traumatized, but would not let anybody help her out of the car. It was on attack mode. I don't know what happened.
A guard parrot.
It was a guard parrot, yeah, absolutely.
They can be scary.
Yeah. I'm telling you, right? Oh. Anyway, so what else do we have up your sleeve today? We only have 4 minutes left, and some closing thoughts here. We've had a great time with you this morning, Dr. Kennett.
We haven't had a chance to get Jared going with talking about organs
that
come out of your body.
Worm. I was thinking about that earlier today. We haven't talked about that in a really long time.
We haven't. It's something that people should, you know, during the winters. Or
do we have winter bugs as opposed to summer bugs?
More prevalent.
Yeah. Like the flu for dogs?
No.
Get over
it.
Well,
I wanted to talk about an email I received from the AVMA, which is the American Veterinary Medical Association, with information about the dog aging project. So there are a few, really only a couple, really, really large dog studies. The one that maybe a lot of people know about is the Golden Retriever study. It's the Lifetime Golden Retriever study run by the Morris Animal Foundation. And this started probably when I was getting out of school. So they're 14, 15 years into it. And what they're doing is they're studying golden retrievers through their lifetime. And because they want to find out why goldens have juvenile cataracts, why they get so many different types of cancers and hip dysplasia and cruciate disease and things like that. But they're just doing that in goldens. And so the Dog Aging Project is actually looking at dogs of all ages, and they're taking thousands and thousands. I think I read it was like 10, 20,000 dogs. And they're studying them. All different breeds, all different ages, they're studying them through their lifetimes. A lot of the studies that we do are actually retrospective. So what that is we're looking at the animal after they've passed away and then looking backwards.
Right.
And we don't have these, like, following them through their lifetime because they want to find out, do they get more types of cancer? Are we seeing it more? Are we just getting better at diagnosing it? Can we prevent some of these things?
Is this a study that found that the aging, that people go, it's a puppy and they're only this age, but they find out that dogs will stay longer in one age span or something? I thought I saw something about that.
I don't know about that, but I believe it, especially with Labradors. I feel like they're in the baby stage for years.
Well, that's what they're saying is that it still comes out to the fact when they're 75 years old, you know, they're old, but that their middle age is a lot longer than people think.
Yeah.
So,
but you can actually enroll your own dog in this study, or at least nominate your dog, and then they'll decide if your dog will be in the study. And so that would be something to consider.
Okay.
Yeah, they send you all the information within a few months. They haven't started the study yet. They're just gathering their animals.
Okay, so how do people do that? How do they get a hold of
it? They can go to dogagingproject.org and read about it.
Okay.
And what is the website that one may go to when they can find out what's been banned with dog foods or treats?
Oh, FDA. So if you just Google FDA and food recalls or dog food recalls, cat food recalls, they have a whole website.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Great Super. Information to remember on 2020.
Hey,
thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well, thanks
as
for
usual,
having me.
As usual, you come in here with all types of great information. And, Stephen, thanks for calling. It was a very helpful phone call for a lot of people. So, hey, everybody have a great weekend. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Back
down. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.